Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dear God, this is number five on his list. This must have been Young Trav days here, man.
I don't know. This song is pretty new.
I don't know what this is either.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is this called? Nose nachos?
This is this is the Chainsmokers Shipwreck called The Fall.
I'm sorry, what was the song called?
The Fall, but it's by the Chainsmokers and Shipwreck.
Shipwreck. S-H-I-P.
Yes.
Got it.
Thank you.
Got it. We continue to do Travis Kelce stuff. We're already 2 hours into this show, if you can believe it or not. Having a whole lot of fun on Travis Kelce Day. 8-7 is what we are doing today. So anything that you have Travis Kelce memory-wise or a moment, maybe you met him and you were fortunate enough to do that as well.
I think your wife's met him. There's a picture on Facebook today. It says, happy 8-7 day on 96.5 The Fan.
I'm sure there is, yes.
Oh, well, she's nice. She supports.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
She
I'm
puts
sure.
up with you on Tuesdays.
Yeah, she does. I put up with her every other day of the week.
Hey, marriage is about compromise.
Yeah. I get one day, you get six. Fine.
What's yours Deal. Is ours, and what's mine is yours.
I volunteered to take the kids to Marshalls today, so I get some street cred for that.
Oh, okay.
Get some My nice kid stuff. Walked nice. In the middle of the night last night. I need to get the Marshalls tomorrow. I'm like, is this really necessary at 10 o'clock? I mean, like,
necessary?
Yeah. Marshalls right now?
It's the only time we can discuss it. It has to be right now.
Well, she got home from work and it was on the top of her mind. And so I'm like, all right, fine, we'll go to Marshalls
tomorrow. Back to school.
She was also in trouble yesterday, too, right?
That was last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Not back to school. No, there's a party on Saturday. You got to get the proper shoes for the party. This is the thing now, right?
If it wasn't for parenthood, this is our guy, Carrington Harrison, on his favorite Travis Kelce memory.
I know that you guys have tried to label me as somebody who thinks that Travis Kelce is washed.
What?
And that's not true. It's not true at all. But you know what? I'm still happy to do this for you guys. I'm happy to celebrate Travis Kelce Day with you guys. When Rob Gronkowski, there was this game against the Pittsburgh Steelers when he was with the Patriots, and he made this incredible catch in the middle of the field. And I remember thinking, whenever Gronk goes into the Hall of Fame, the only argument I will need is this drive, this catch, because it showed you what an all-time player he would be. The same argument I would make for Travis Kelce is a couple of years ago when the Chiefs and Chargers played each other late in the year, and it was for the division. It felt like a playoff game, even though it was a regular season game. And Travis Kelce was by far and away the best player on the field. There's only one game that I need to show people to argue why Travis Kelce's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I would show them that win a couple of years ago against the Los Angeles Chargers. That's my Travis Kelce moment.
That was an awesome moment.
Yeah.
Because what they do, they ran that play the previous year and then ran it again in overtime, and they won the game, and it was the exact same play.
I know. It was awesome.
And he did the little Dan Sorensen.
I vaguely remember it being a Thursday night because I had COVID in my eye, and I remember having to call Josh after
COVID
that.
In your
oh, it was
eye?
Awful. My eye was just like, it was just dripping
Nobody
out.
Nobody farted
eye.
On your pillow?
No, it was 2021 when that was.
Uh-huh.
So it was not anything like that at all. And so I remember calling Josh. I'm like, sorry, bro, you got to the show from the L.A. ballroom or wherever it was the next morning. And, you know, he, like a champion, did it. Or maybe they flew back that night and he came in and did. But, I could not see out of my eye. So I'll always remember that game, like, you know, kind of side-eyeing that thing, trying to see that play end as I'm, you know, in bed dying. Like, oh, my God, this COVID is going to kill me. I got to go talk sports tomorrow. But it was a great moment.
Clear eyes makes dry eyes better.
I know, but it was like I, you know, finally got a prescription and it got all cleared up and whatnot. But, yeah, that was a great moment by Travis. But C-Dot does say he is washed. And to have to justify this guy being a first ballot Hall of Famer, what douchebag is not going to vote for Travis Kelce? The same one who didn't vote for Ichiro?
Expired. We move on to a guy who's called a lot of Travis Kelce games. It is our guy, Danan Hughes. You hear him on this station. You hear him on the Chiefs Radio Network. Danan, we do this on our show. Give me one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Ooh, one word? It's tough. I'd say classy, bro. I mean, I feel like...
Classy, bro, is two words.
Dang it. Yes. That's the Iowa education. My bad. I'd say classy. I've had a chance to meet him in a professional, at the professional level, in the locker room, interviews, et cetera. But the one thing that jumps out to me is one time I was in Golf Galaxy with my son, and this was before I started doing the Chiefs Radio Network broadcasts. I was doing pregame and postgame. Andy Reid and the Chiefs do a great job of allowing us as Chiefs ambassadors to stay connected with the organization. So we get a chance to interact with the players at times, especially during training camp. But in essence, there was really no reason for him to know who I was. Like, I hadn't been around him that much. And yet, just greeting him at the door, we were walking in, he was walking out, and I just said, "Hey, man, this is my son, Torin." And he just stopped, chatted with him for a while. I think we took a picture at his request. "Hey, let's take a picture, blah, blah, blah." And then he went on. And then subsequently, being in the locker room, doing Chiefs Radio Network, I've gone up to him after losses and wins, Super Bowl wins. And he has always been gracious, always been cool. So I just say classy all around, because being the global star, and let's remember, he's the first. I mean, we had Patrick Mahomes. I played with Joe Montana and Marcus Allen, Will Shields, a lot of Hall of Famers. Obviously played with the early, you know, runny nose Tony Gonzalez early in his career. But I feel like Travis is the global superstar, and probably the first one. Maybe some people would argue Joe Montana, but the first global superstar that we've had in the Chiefs organization. And to still be classy enough to interact on a regular dude level, that's kind of why I come up with classy.
Yeah, and I think that's a good word to use, because he is also very genuine about it, too. Always refers to people by their first names and stuff like that. Like, I have those kind of memories of Travis Kelce. Like, him calling me Bob just stands out, because most guys don't do that kind of stuff, right? And so when somebody does that and they go above and beyond and it's different and they take the time to learn who you are, it really does show who they are as people. When did you realize that Travis Kelce was going to be a great tight end, Damon?
You know, when I realized it, I want to say that when Alex Smith came and, you know, they seemed to have that kind of continuity, and then when it got elevated with Patrick Mahomes, and from a football level, like, the number one thing as a former wide receiver that I was coached at with Al Saunders with the Chiefs for 6 years, the top things that I was coached about from a wide receiver standpoint was, don't ever fool the quarterback. Be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And when you watch Travis and Patrick and how they work and how they're on the same page, and he's not running the regular routes like every other tight end or every other receiver in the league. He's running routes that only Patrick knows where he's going to be. And he has that innate ability to be on the same page and make those plays look easy and normal. And I guarantee you, they're not drawn up that way. So to me, when you look at him and you wonder, okay, when did you know that he was special? When I started to see that nuance with Patrick Mahomes and those guys working on the same accord and being outside the box and making outside the box look like it's inside the box. I think Gronk and Tom Brady had some of that synergy as well, but not to the level of what we've seen with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. So I'd say when Patrick took over, and that was, 2018 season, that's when I started to say, you know what, this is going to be something special to watch.
Damon, we'll keep you just for a little bit longer. When it's all said and done and he's in Canton and he's in the Ring of Honor, where will Travis Kelce rank as an all-time Chief?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, being that he'll probably be in Canton before Patrick, I'd say number one. I played with Derek Thomas. I'd say Travis. You got Bobby Bell, who's a top 75 player of all time. It's going to be hard, but I'd say Travis Kelce, just because of that global appeal. Yeah. And the fact that he's a global superstar, while those other guys are just mainly known as football stars, I think that'll catapult him to number one probably until Patrick retires and goes into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the first time the Chiefs have had a global superstar. It's the first time any real sports league has had a global superstar like this, Dana, isn't it? I mean, maybe Michael Jordan to some extent, but
yeah.
Travis Kelce crosses over so many different genres, you know?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, maybe there might be people up in New York where we grew up that might say Derek Jeter or something like that, but for the most part, a global superstar, television, while actively playing, doing things in the offseason from a Hollywood standpoint, and then coming immediately on the field and not missing a beat. You know, it's one thing to be a star, dabble into Hollywood, maybe sustain an injury, and now you're on the downside of your career and you're trying to uplift yourself for the next career. But to do it together and to do it, you know, and make it look simple and easy and just matter of fact, and you know, there's never a time where he's saying, you know what, Travis is doing too much off the field, because he's still doing work on the field. He's still the most dominant tight end in the league on the field while he's still, you know, going with different endeavors off the field. So, like, I think that's what makes him super special, is that he's able to juggle everything and make it still look easy and still play championship football to the level that we've all become accustomed to seeing.
Last one for you, Daniel, before I let you get out of here. We appreciate you joining the show today, by the way. What's your favorite Travis Kelce memory?
Oh, man. dang. I mean, there's so many. I love the back shoulder touchdown on the 13-second game. I like the fact that, you know, when we were down in the Super Bowl, he was the first touchdown when Patrick Mahomes rolled right against the San Francisco 49ers down in Miami. To me, that's probably the most special Super Bowl run of all of the Super Bowls, because it was that first one. That's the only ring that I wear to this day because it was so special. So to see that he was the catalyst in getting that going, that comeback going, makes that a special time. But the back shoulder catch, and then the seam route before we went into overtime to get us in a position where Harrison Butker could kick the game-tying field goal, I think that's the one that jumps out to me too.
Dana, awesome stuff, man. Enjoy watching Travis Kelce this year win another Super Bowl championship, okay?
I'm all for it, bro.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, my man.
Thanks, Dana.
All right, guys.
Like that guy a lot.
Yeah, I love Dana. He's the best.
Put him on the spot with some questions.
Yeah.
Ooh, dang. Ah, ooh.
Yeah. Because you don't know, you just don't know what to say because there's so much, you know?
Right.
And there's a lot to say. And you know, C-Dot keeps using the term washed. I don't know.
Don't forget, this Friday, tomorrow, join 96.5 The Fan live at Hollywood Casino, August 8th. That is tomorrow. Cody and Gold plus the drive. We're broadcasting live from the sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Chiefs Charles and Minnehue football and a pair of tickets to the Chiefs-Colts game this year in Arrowhead. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and enter their giveaway on August 7th, which is today, for a chance to win $100 pin cash. And tomorrow, every hour, from 10 to 6 p.m., you'll have a chance to win that $100 pin cash. Plus, don't forget, Sunday, this week's Sunday, so like in 3 days, Mac returns with his fantasy football show starting at 9 a.m. here on 96.5 The Fan. We come back to the other side. Another guy who joins us who has a Travis Kelce story. Here's your clues. He's a baseball insider, and he loves the Detroit Lions. We get into that next on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Festo
John
and
Morosi.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
21, can you do something for me?
21.
Can you hit a little rich flex for
21,
me?
21.
And 21, can you do something for me?
21.
Some to my ex for me. And 21,
21.
Can
nope.
You do something
21, 21.
For me?
21 Savage. I still can't get over this. This made my day. Other than the wine and the veggies.
It's your birthday today. Happy birthday, first
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate that.
It's awesome.
Yep.
It's really Tyquan Thornton's birthday, though, he went on to say, James Winchester.
He told me I'd come to St. Joe today and try out for long snapper.
Oh, there we go.
That'd be the one position I could probably do. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No, that's hard. My dad used to tell me as a kid, he goes, go be a long snapper. Well, I've got little tiny hands, so I could never really be, you know, the long snapper. And so that was always difficult for me. But if you're wanting to play football, man, like that's a career. If you're good at long snapping, go be a long snapper. Go be a punter. Go be a kicker. And I was reading a story the other day about this Little League football program in New Jersey that's been around since the 70s, and it's going away. It's closing the doors because they don't have enough kids playing football. And I thought to myself, that's the Giants and Jets' fault for being so bad, because when your teams are good, kids want to play the sport. I mean, the explosion of youth football in Kansas City since the Chiefs are good has been unbelievable. It was the same thing when the Royals were good in baseball. It exploded in 14 and 15 of kids and Aiden, Jaden, Caden, and Braden all wanting to go out there and play baseball because they had the baseball name and the flat brim hat, so they went out and played. And that's because your teams are doing good. But when your teams are bad, people aren't playing. But the point of the story, you know, with all of this and, you know, where we sit right now as we continue to talk about Travis Kelce and everything that's going on, is that if things are cool, people are going to participate in them. And in New Jersey right now, football isn't cool because of the Giants and Jets. Here, football's cool. Travis Kelce's been a big reason why football has been cool here in Kansas City, and kids want to be like Travis. You know, they want to play the sport. They want to go out there and have fun.
We continue to share your memories as well from the text line, 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. This comes from the 913. I was once heading to the Chiefs game on Stadium Drive going into Gate 5 when my friend pointed out a car trying to cut in front of us. The nice gentleman who leaned out of the window to ask if he could cut in front of us just so happened to be Travis Kelce.
That's right.
Hey, I'm late. Andy's going to be pissed, dude. Come on, let me cut through, man. It's great.
Did you let him in?
I assume yes. Wouldn't you do that?
Well, of course. But there are some people, man, who will not do that.
Oh, man. From the 816,
should have got here earlier.
From the 816, we went to a game, and I was waiting around after to let the parking lot clear out. We ran into Travis, and he autographed our hats, then told us we'd go up to his suite where he had food and drinks.
Did you go? Super nice guy. Did you go?
I hope so.
I need more of the story. I don't care that he invited you up. Tell me what happened when you got there.
Exactly.
We ate Burger King, sausage patties,
pineapple
candy
pizza.
Corn. Yeah, I could definitely smash some food up in Travis Kelce's suite.
I mean,
for
seriously,
sure.
Though, like, I want to know what happened up there. Did you go? And if you said no, what were you thinking? Did your wife make you leave? We're not going.
Yeah, we have
to be home.
Your wife would definitely
My
be like,
wife would be the one taking me. I'd be the one saying, we probably should go. My wife's like, we're going.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care.
Mac would be like, yeah, I'll go to your suite, but first judge this route.
Right, exactly. I was running routes out by Ralph's bus, and I made a cut left and then went right. Now my knee hurts.
My knee's hurting, yes.
What should I do? We'll go see QC Kinetics. Oh, Bob's been telling me that. Now that Travis said it.
Our guy, Josh Vernier, he shares his Kelce memory.
When I think of Travis Kelce, I know my favorite moment actually hurt my wallet. It's the game in New York, right, against the Giants. It was around Thanksgiving because I was at my in-laws celebrating Thanksgiving, and I remember I put a pretty penny on the Chiefs to win that game, and that was the game where Travis Kelce threw the ball while rolling to his right, threw it back across his body, like 60 yards down the field, just an easy interception. I believe the Chiefs went on to lose that game to the Giants. Pretty sure that was in the Alex Smith era. And Kelce had a huge day, but only I think anybody's all you're ever going to remember is that interception from that game. But I thought that kind of encapsulated what Kelce was at that time. So much promise, such a fun-loving dude, but so much frustration at times with his decision-making. So to see him blossom into the role model and icon that he's become, I'm grateful that I've been here to watch it.
No doubt about it. Everybody's got a memory or something like that. It just so happens that Vern lost money on it.
But you know what the thing is? Andy lets these guys do things, and then we never see them again, right? Like, we'll never see Travis throw a pass. We'll never see Patrick with that sneak again because bad things happened because of them allowing, you know, guys to go out there and do that. And so that's Andy going, all right, fine, we let you try it. You tried it your way. It didn't work. Now we're going to do it my way. And the chances of, you know, Travis throwing another pass in a meaningful NFL game again are probably very slim. I would imagine if we get closer to the end of the season, guys, and we know Christmas Day is going to be his last home game of the regular season here in Kansas City, we may see something fun with that. But I got to think at this point in time, the days of Travis throwing the ball all over the field are done.
We might be able to see Travis Kelce Saturday. You can hear if he plays right here on The Fan, 96.5 The Fan. Only place you can hear Chiefs versus Cardinals on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Vern, who you just heard, Saturday's On Deck show starts at 5 p.m., but it's on the Fan AM 610. Travis Kelce and Jason have a very controversial food take, I think. They say lobster is tasteless without butter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bold take. I'm a big fan of saying that lobster is overrated. It's kind of rubbery. It's not my favorite. I mean, if someone buys it, I'll definitely eat it with the side of a filet mignon. But do you have a controversial food take that you think?
Well, I don't think it's controversial because it's mine, but goat cheese sucks ass. I'd rather eat paste.
Too creamy for you?
I don't like the taste. Okay. I don't like the
flavor.
You're
not a cream guy. You don't like Alfredo, ranch?
Yeah, because all that crap's bad for you. Isaac Bruce told me one time, anything that you eat that's white is bad for you. And he's right about that. The pastas, the ranch dressing,
fish?
Blue cheese. No, not fish, but like potatoes and pasta and all that kind of stuff.
Carb lords.
Yeah, it just, you know, helps your body evolve instead of devolve. And, you know, that's the kind of food that you want. And so I remember him telling me that. It was like a weird conversation. One day, yeah, anything that you eat that's white is really bad for you. And I'm like, hey, sugar, you know,
yeah.
Flour,
stuff. He's like, ice cream.
Damn, this guy nailed it. So I try to stay away from all that kind of stuff. I've just never been a heavy, but goat cheese, the tang or whatever it is, the flavor makes me want to throw up.
But you love feta.
I do. It's different cheese.
It's salty.
Yeah, it's just it's a crumbly. Totally different cheese. I don't know where the feta cheese comes from, but it's not a goat's ass. I'll tell you that.
Mac, do you have a controversial food take as well?
I would say icing sucks. I like my dogs, my brats, plain, nothing on it.
No mustard, no nothing,
ketchup,
just straight
no relish,
raw dog.
Just, yep,
I like that. Like you on a flight. All right.
Yeah, yes. Raw dog. Yeah, I'm with you on the icing. Like if you get a cookie cake, I just want it on the rim.
I love icing.
I know you do, Bob. Yeah, I scrape all mine off.
What's the difference, Dave? What's the difference of icing and frosting?
Nothing.
It's just like, it's like aioli and mayo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I know mine is probably pineapple and pizza, but my one controversial take that I get a lot of heat for, especially when I was working at Jack Stack, I love drums over flats.
Who
when it
likes
comes to
flats
wind.
Over drums?
Everybody on planet Earth. I'm dead serious.
Hell no. Kick the flats to the curb.
Text line will ring in 3, 2, 1. I'm a drum guy. I like to roll it in blue cheese. It's easier to eat. The meat's better to me, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, back against the wall because everybody's a flat lord.
I am without speech because
Mac, what do you like better? Your drums or flats?
Drums.
See? Okay.
Well, that's three for three. I don't think that's a controversial take at all. I can't imagine people going with the flats over the drums. Like, explain to me why, if you're a flat person, you choose the flat over the drum. Because you're right about the drumstick. It's easier for dipping. That's the big reason. You ever try to dip a flat into a ramekin of blue cheese or ranch? Ain't working. But you get a drum and it dips in perfectly. You can twist it. You get the whole thing coated. Boom, you're done. The flat. I don't understand how that's a superior wing. You can't convince me.
From the text line, F drums, flats all day, flats all the way. I don't like the drums because all of the fat. Flats are better. Flats, you can twist and both bones slide out. Flats all day, flats over drums all day. I told you we're on an island.
Wow, I'm stunned.
Yep.
The flat is fine, but the drum is, you're right, it's better meat, it's easier to hold, it's easier to eat, it's more flavorful.
Yeah.
We have the wonderful Mitch Holtis on the line. I just wanted to let you know, he wanted me to come in and butt in and interrupt you guys to make it dramatic. He'd like to be on till 8:43 because that is 8:07. So
we're
late, I guess, this segment.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right,
there he is. Like, hey, it's hard to stay focused today, Mitch. It's Travis Kelce Day. It's my birthday, but I ask you this one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Unicorn.
That's one a good one. Yeah.
Unicorn, complete unicorn as a talent. There's a personality. I'm not sure there's a human ever made like this guy. How are you the best tight end ever play? He's played 11,220 snaps, hard snaps. He's the best host of Saturday Night Live since the old days of like Bill Murray and Steve Martin. And he's the best guy you want around. He's the guy that shows up at the party and you're like, yeah, hey, what's up? So it's amazing. But there's a reason I wanted to be on at 8:43 because I wanted to be on it. I'm not going to be on tonight. You're not either. So I wanted to be on at 8:07, basically, a.m. on this day.
So 8:43 is 8.
Four plus
yes, 4
three,
plus
yep.
3 is 7 for those doing the math at home. Real important question to settle this thing. Are you a flat or drum guy when it comes to wings?
Am I a what or what on wings?
Flats or drums?
Oh, no, not drums.
Really?
No, not drums.
Why?
I don't know if it's a Smith Center thing or what. If I just, you know, it was a part of growing up. I don't know, but no.
All right, fair enough.
And don't give me any bones in it at all. Boneless. Oh, no, they're over here. Sorry. Yep, you're good. Yep. Hey, fans, just sorry.
Yeah.
So, anyway, give me boneless. Yeah, that's what you got.
All right, fair enough. I'm talking to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. I asked Dayton this earlier, and I'll ask you, you've seen every game. When did you have that moment where you went, okay, we got something special brewing here with this guy?
Ooh, man, it was 2014. Didn't really see it in 2013. With 2013, you saw that, okay, this is the guy that's talented, but, you know, he dropped to the third round, and what do we got? This is before we knew anything about Kels. But in 14, especially in the offseason and at camp, is when we saw it the most. And so, and then that season, because that season he started to do really good things. Had the fumble against Arizona, ironically. We're going back there tomorrow. But he fumbled in that game. The only year we didn't make the playoffs. Not saying that was the reason. But other than that, you started to see that this remarkable human, huge, who could run like a deer, but a tight end who could run every route on the route tree. You know, the route tree is 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 2, 4, 6, 8, even numbers to the inside, odd numbers to the outside, and he could run every route on that tree. And T-Guns was awesome, and I get people try to pin me down, like, who's better, T-Guns or Kels? And I didn't want to, you know, I'm going to avoid that. I think they're two very different guys, but Kels was a wide receiver. Well, he's a wide receiver in a tight end body with tight end size. And Tony was more the prototype tight end. That's the way I put it. But when Kels, I saw he could run seven routes as well as he could run hooks and underneaths and, you know, block and release in the flat. And he could run a corner and a post route as good as anybody we had. Then I knew we had something.
Do you have a favorite play for you of Travis Kelce's career?
Oh, the play against Buffalo when we pulled that game out of the hat when against Milano, and to catch that ball in the corner, any of the Super Bowls. When you look at his playoff statistics are stupid. If I sit here and debate in front of the Supreme Court, and we're talking about the greatest tight end of all time, and some of these are ludicrous. Right. Don't talk to me about Sharp. Come on. But you look at Travis, who has set 13 NFL records. The fact that only he and Jerry Rice are at the top of most of the receiving lists. And now that Kels has taken out Jerry Rice and some of them, then, I mean, game, set, match. But God, any of the playoff games, the Super Bowls, but yeah, the catch against Milano in the playoffs over in the corner when it just completely destroyed the soul of Buffalo was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really awesome, Mitch.
Mitch, when you look at all these players that you've called so many games for, when it's all said and done, where will Travis Kelce rank as an all-time Chief?
Set apart. There are some guys that are just set apart because I'm looking at this file of guys, and that's not to demean anybody. I've got my favorites. I'll write a book maybe soon that I'll list those guys, but to me, Kelce is set apart. He will be the greatest to ever play his position until somebody else takes him out, maybe Brock Bowers, I don't know. But Kels is – it's hard to compare him against anything else. He's compared against himself. And he's just has such an impact and has such an impact on this team in such a variety of ways. I've never seen a guy – T-Guns worked really hard. He and Kels were the same. They tried to work as if they were undrafted free agent trying to make the team. But it's the talent with Kelce that he could be fast enough and nimble enough and so good at running routes that he set completely apart. No one by him. He's just by himself in his own room, in my mind, when we talk about and answer that question.
When you look at his Hall of Fame candidacy, obviously he's a shoe-in lock for the Hall of Fame. What will the one guy who doesn't vote for Travis Kelce on the first ballot have a reason as to why they would try to hold him out of Canton?
Not as good as Gronk. Like, I don't know. I don't think you can put a guy in it like Gronk. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Gronk?
He was
he would slap Gronk. Like, come on. So, I don't know. There'll be some knucklehead that'll do it. It'll be from the New England states. You know this.
Right.
It'll be some guy from Connecticut or New Hampshire somewhere that, like, okay, we're going to watch 13 years of tape and watch 11,220 hard snaps, watch all of his playoff catches and touchdowns, which are all NFL records here, by the way, Elmo. And so let's put him in on the first ballot. If he's not a unanimous choice, there ought to be a congressional inquiry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch, when you, you know, you've been here for Travis Kelce's entire career, calling plays for the Chiefs every single game. What is it that has impressed you most, maybe outside of football, with Travis Kelce? I know there's the relationship, there's been the reality shows, there's been the tight end camps. What really sticks out for you to see Travis Kelce grow as an adult in this league?
Well, there's a serious side and a funny side to this. It was a couple funny things. One, I saw him, you know, the fight that everybody's talking about a couple weeks ago of Simmons and Gelati, and who's trying to break it up? It's Kelce. Like, what? Weren't you? You were in this fight, like, 5 years ago, it feels like. And I found that humorous. You know, it's the kid at school that say, hey, kids, you get in by 11 night on prom night. You're like, whoa, dude, I remember when you were out there. So it's a little bit like that, but Kelce has grown up. The other one was when, and this, it was a sad time because James Winchester, remember, had his father murdered. It was awful. But we didn't think we're going to have James for the Denver game, 2016 or 18, one of those 2 years. And so we're auditioning long snappers, and we decide it's going to be Kelce. Oh, my gosh. It was – the snaps went from Raytown to, I don't know, to Gladstone to Park Hill High School. Like, they were all over the place. And I'm like, we cannot have Kelce snap in this game. And so there was discussion, well, I guess we'll just go for it every time. And Kelce even realized, yeah, probably not my deal. But then James came back, and that's the game he had the recovered fumble, and it was awesome. But that's kind of the funny side. The serious slash, you want me to explain to him, and I kind of just said this before, but when he walks into the room, you're already having a good day. You could be having a terrible day, and Kelce walks in, and you feel completely different. He has such an impact. If he doesn't even say a word on our team, just when he walks around, and I'll see him, and then he'll go, the voice, and I'll go, Kelce. And then he'll go, give me some Neb Chandler, the late Neb Chandler.
Oh, no way.
3WE in Cleveland, you know, the Cleveland tonight, it's, you know, Sam McDowell on the mat. He wants that. Like, so give me some Neb Chandler. But but he'll just go, the voice. But he does that with everybody. He makes everybody feel good and laugh. And when he's done, we'll miss all of his catches and all of his routes, but we're going to miss the whole feel-good Kelce.
Yeah.
And Saturday Night Live would be smart if they somehow tied him up to a long-term contract, or he's late-night host or something, because he is just an incredible human being, nothing like him.
I expect this to be, obviously, the swan song for Travis Kelce as he, you know, continues to age out of the NFL and onto other things in life. I expect him to have a season like we will never forget. I expect this to be one of his greatest seasons ever, where he wows us every single Sunday because he knows this is going to be the last year. And I've been calling this American Pie. This is senior year for Mahomes and Travis Kelce. I'm expecting great things. You're laughing. I mean, but it is.
No,
I mean,
it's American Pie.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's the feel I get going into this season. It's senior year, and I'm here for it, Mitch.
Yep. I love it. If this spring and summer and this camp has been an indication, you're point on. And I've seen almost all of them, seen almost all these workouts and practices, and he's on fire. Now, I did sit down and talk with him. We're going to feature him on our preseason broadcast. We're going to have some Kelce. Just be listening for this. But what he tells me on that, we already recorded the interview and I gave it to Eric Townsend, is he's talking, it's not load management like the NBA sees it, but he did say strategic. He said, I was very strategic in my workout this offseason, and I'm going to be strategic in the way I approach this season. Now, I told you, 11,220 snaps. I mean, the fact that we've had all these extra playoff games, and these are hard. This is like high leverage pitches in baseball. But He's trying to work, and Noah Gray's been good, but at some point, either by formation or by just pulling him out some, like, hey, this is the time we can buy Kels maybe 4 or 5 snaps instead of grinding him into the ground. Now, this would be easier said than done because, you know, hey, we're going to give him 50 snaps this game, and Mahomes is screaming, where's Kels? Where's Kels? And all of a sudden, he plays 74 snaps. That's the kind of the way it works. But at least Kels says he's going to be strategic in the way he approaches this season. And by the way, if my phone is right, it's 8:43 in the morning.
It is.
That's right, Mitch. We appreciate the time. Keep doing
seven.
Keep
eight
doing
seven, baby.
Keep doing the Lord's work out there for the Chiefs Kingdom. We'll be ready to listen to you on Saturday night against those Cardinals.
I told him this, and I tell Pat this. I'm so blessed to have called and am calling their games. It's Gehrig and Ruth, and I get a caller.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome you guys are dedicating this day to Kels because we take him for granted. This guy is a unicorn. We'll never see anything like him again. And Saturday Night Live, you're stupid if you don't have him on as a host like every other week.
Mom, where's the meatloaf? Mitch, we'll talk
Sucre.
To you.
Sucre.
Yeah. We'll talk to you in the future here on this show as the Chiefs season gets started up this Saturday. Mitch, thank you for the time. We appreciate it as always.
Stay focused, Dusty. Keep him focused, Bob.
I'll try. Yeah, good luck with that. Thank you, Mitch.
He drifts. Don't drift.
Take care, Mitch. Thanks to Mitch Holtis there. Coming back, we get to another guy who might have thought that Kelsey was washed, plus what you will remember most about Travis Kelsey as a Chief as we dive in more on 8-7 Day, dedicated all things to Travis Kelsey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
I've been a throw up the dinner. I can put you in. I've been a throw up the dinner. Uh-huh.
This is that guy from White Men Can't Jump 2, right?
Woody Harrelson?
No, 2.
Oh.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, he had that wonderful Thanksgiving halftime show that was not so great, if I remember.
I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah, there's probably reasons for that.
I was pooping.
We had Carrington on earlier about his favorite Travis Kelsey memory. His battery mate, Rob Britton, has this for his favorite Travis Kelsey story.
Thinking back to Travis Kelsey, I think back to the game that probably kicked off the Chiefs dynasty or what became the Chiefs dynasty, and that's that 2019-2020 playoff game against Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Everyone knows the story. The Texans go up 24-0. The Chiefs roar back and win by 20. They run out of fireworks, their whole deal. One of the reasons the Chiefs roared back and won by 20 is Travis Kelsey was literally unguardable that day. The Texans, even with the huge lead, could not cover 87. He had 10 catches, 134 yards, and 3 touchdowns. That's his best playoff performance, and you could argue he and Mahomes kicked off the Chiefs dynasty with that comeback win over Mr. Nasty, Deshaun Watson's Texans.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. That was one of those, like, we don't have to fear losing in the playoffs anymore.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite sports moments ever because we all went through the range of emotions in that game. You're a liar if you thought the team was coming back down 24-0. You are an effing liar, okay? Don't sit here and go, I always thought they were coming back. I am a true fan. You're an idiot. Nobody thought they were coming back.
You're an idiot. Down, I don't know what you're talking
about.
I mean,
24-0, we're not coming back. Nobody's coming back from that. And now you're down 24-0. You're like, that's no big deal. If you're having that conversation today and they're down 24-0, you're like, oh, they can come back for that. I'll buy it today. January of 2020. Your ass wasn't saying that. You were a typical Chiefs fan like we all were. I turned the game off, go to the bathroom, leave the stadium, all that kind of stuff. Nobody thought they were coming back in that game. Not one person, not even those dudes on the sideline, thought they were coming back in that game. And then it happened. Oh,
24-7 Houston, 8-11 remaining second quarter. Damian Williams, sidecar position, halfback left. Mahomes calls an audible on the second goal at the 5. A trio receivers to the right for Kansas City. Mahomes takes the snap, steps up, being pressured, fires it late. Caught, Kelsey dives, touchdown! Kansas City on the near side. The Kansas City Chiefs have scored 2 touchdowns in a span of 2 minutes. And 24-14 Houston, 6:39 to go, second quarter. sprint out action to the right side. Mahomes holding it. Now fires it late. Kelce gets into the end zone, turning his left shoulder. Touchdown, Kansas City. 20 points in lightning fashion. Damian Williams, halfback left side. Kelce trots in motion across the face of Mahomes, who sprints out to the left side. He's holding it. He's going to try to hold it. Throws it late. And is it caught in the... It's caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs take the lead! And Kelce with another catch on a sprint-out run-pass option again! And Kelce gargling in the sweet nectar of the end zone.
So does everybody else feel that on the back of your neck? Ooh. Those hairs standing up and everybody going back to that moment? I mean, the goosebumps are there.
God.
That is Rob Britton's favorite memory, and I can't agree more that that was the start of the dynasty, and the duo that was Mahomes and Zeus are the gargling in the nectars of the end zone.
It was the start of anything is possible, and, and that was the moment
that was
Kevin
Garnett.
Well, that is true. Everything is possible! But I would imagine, like, if look, you should have switched your thinking at that point in time as a Chiefs fan. If you still have the PTSD of waiting for the final shoe to fall, that's on you. Because they have told us now the final shoe is not falling anymore. We don't live in that lifestyle. We don't live in that world anymore. There will be a time where we do have another heartbreaking playoff loss. It's going to happen. But if you're one of those people that is refusing to absorb and accept everything that is good because you got the fear of what could potentially happen and your heart could be broken, that's a stupid way to go through life, because these guys have shown us that nothing is impossible. 24-0 deficit, 13 seconds to go, 10-point deficit in the Super Bowl. They've overcome all of that stuff. Man, they've overcome injuries. They've overcome whatever to find ways to get into the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. They've overcome bad offensive lines. They've overcome everything. You can't be living in that mindset of PTSD of the 90s anymore. It doesn't float anymore in Kansas City.
Mac, what are you going to remember most about Travis Kelce as a Chief?
I mean, maybe that day too, man. My face was in my palms. I was distraught. And my roommate, who was like a Patrick Mahomes truther, Titans fan though, but a Patrick Mahomes truther, him and I were you know, rock hard from the beginning. Our you know, plums
you
were
with Binkley,
our plums were moving since before, you know, he played. So he was like, dude, there's nothing to be, you're gonna be fine. Like, and he didn't have the scars that Chiefs fans had. He just had Titans fan scars, which he wasn't alive for those. So they only got one. So yeah, it was that moment. But I remember my friend being like, dude, Mahomes and Kelce are gonna be able to do this. Like, he kept me hope from turning off the TV and walking away.
So you would have turned off the TV.
I don't think I would have turned off the TV.
I don't think you do it. That it's a playoff game.
No, I never
turn
off
watch
the TV.
That. I was there working. I did go to the bathroom at one point and missed like the block punt or something like that.
Came back.
Yeah. Oh, okay, a little momentum here. Cool. Yeah, let me go see what's on the spread. You know, what is this, mashed potatoes? It's on ice? No, I'm not Alex. Still one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay. I mean, really, Alex, come on. I raised you better than to think we're keeping mashed potatoes on ice.
I've got another moment now that coming to mind. When he scored on Kyle Hamilton against the Ravens in the AFC Championship game in Baltimore, that was massive.
How about when he knocked the tee over of that idiot kicker, too, in Baltimore? You know, that was the downfall of that guy.
Was awesome, but that just felt... I felt vindicated. You know, they got the win, and it was like Kyle Hamilton had to let up a touchdown. People were saying Kelce's washing, going to do it, and just went off.
I love that run to that Super Bowl. That was so much joy for me and pride. I felt like a proud father because it was just like, I told you so. You know, you guys are all worried about this kind of stuff, and you know, I'm looking at stuff and thinking about, you know, tomorrow and some of the stuff people are already starting to say around the internet today that we'll bring up tomorrow. It's like, there are a lot of dopes out there. There really are. Like, this world is run by idiots, right? And they're idiots when it comes to describing what's going to take place in the NFL, because so many people just want this team to lose. And just hearing Mitch and having that conversation with Mitch, and I said it's American Pie, and he starts laughing about senior year because Mitch knows what's up too. He knows how much fun this season is going to be and why this team is going to win the Super Bowl. And everybody out here trying to pick against him, February 2nd or whatever the date it is will come, the Chiefs will raise Lombardi, and people go, I just don't see this team repeating again and doing it all over again. Like, every year,
time.
It's why they can't. And these guys, with Travis Kelce leading the way, have shown you, yeah, we can do anything. And we'll go out there and we'll do anything. And they literally have done anything.
No doubt about it. If you missed it, we're going to play it again for you. Travis Kelce's college coach at Cincinnati, Butch Jones, joined us earlier.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We will replay that interview in case you missed it. It was great. You'll want to listen to it. It'll change a lot of your perspective of Travis Kelce before he became Zeus or the Travis Kelce. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.